Come on, lift your hand and praise the Lord. Let's exalt the name of the Lord and let's get behind Brother Bear preaching this morning. Praise the Lord, everybody. Shake hands with your neighbor, will you, and tell him the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost of Jesus. Yeah. Amen. I'd like for everybody to say these words. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God? It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name, and bless His name. Let's do it. Hallelujah. Bless that name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's an honor to be here. And we thank the district board, Brother Hodges, and those involved for the invitation. Brother Hodges said the theme of the camp was one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And what I considered to preach on one God. Well, there's not any other. You know. Amen. None. In fact, I've always felt that common conception of a Trinity, three separate and distinct persons of God, is the most basest form of pure idolatry. For if you put another where there is no other, then you're making up another God. We thank you, Jesus, that you've been Father in creation, Son in redemption, and the Holy Ghost in the church. So it's my honor, and thank you, Brother Galone, and all the good singing. Enjoyed the message service last night. Glad to be a part of the SoCal district. Appreciate all the brothers and everybody here. Let me get right into the Word of the Lord. If you have a Bible, turn to the book of James, and we'll read in the second chapter, verse 19, one verse of Scripture. As you're turning there, I've had people tell me that I don't believe in doctrine. That's what they say sometimes. I don't think you ought to preach doctrine. Well, if you don't believe in doctrine, that's a doctrine. And that's kind of crazy. The Bible in 1 Timothy 4:16 said, "Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." And 2 Timothy 3:16 said, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine." Now the Bible states clearly in Hebrews 6:1, there are principles of the doctrine of Christ. And one is His deity. Worship Him for what He truly is. And we share this knowledge even with demons. I've never in all of my preaching ever met a Trinitarian demon. I've met people that believed in three that weren't so good, but as far as the real devil, they all know who Jesus is. Amen. They know who He is. Notice James 2:19. "Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble." Amen. So, I believe the devil's a liar, John 8:44. But before he got kicked out of heaven, and Jesus said he beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven, Luke 10:18, and Isaiah 14:12 and Ezekiel 28:14 refers to him as the anointed cherub that covered and Lucifer, son of the morning, cast down. He knew and still knows who Jesus is. Well, I'm glad to say in 2010, we know who he is. Amen. So though on 99 and 44, 100% of things, I disagree with the devil, there is one thing that the devil and I agree on. That's what I'm going to preach a little while on. The one thing the devil and I agree on is one God and his name is Jesus. I said there's one God and his name is Jesus. Give him a hand for it. You may be seated. To further strengthen this, in Mark 5, verse 7, we have the devil saying, "We know thee who thou art, thou son of the Most High God." So, as we introduce the fact that Jesus does possess all the attributes of deity, he is all-powerful, omnipotent. In Psalm 62:11, I read where God has spoken once, twice ever heard this, that power belongeth unto God. And yet here comes Jesus in Matthew 28:18, and he says, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." So if there is another person, he doesn't have any power. For Jesus in Colossians 2:10 is called the head of all principality and power. So Jesus has all power. He possesses all knowledge or wisdom, all knowing, omniscience. In Matthew 9:4, it says Jesus knowing their thoughts. John 2:24-5, he needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. He ought to. He made him. And in 16:30 of John, "Lord, thou knowest all things." In John 21:17, Peter said, "Lord, thou knowest all things." In Acts 1:24, they prayed for a successor to Judas. They prayed, "Lord, thou knowest the hearts of all men." 1 Corinthians 1:24, Jesus is called Christ, the wisdom of God. And Colossians 2:3 said that in him are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So Jesus is like your mother. He knows everything. It's like a bumper sticker I read the other day, and only in California could you read one like this. It said, "I can read your mind, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself." But God can read your mind, and Jesus knows what's in your mind. So he possesses omnipresence, all presence. He's everywhere at the same time. It was God that said in Jeremiah 23:24, "Do not I fill heaven and earth?" And yet here Jesus comes in Matthew 18:20, and he said, "And where two or three of you are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of you." Let's welcome Jesus Christ. He's in this place right now. And then Matthew 28:20, "Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world or age." So he has all of those basic attributes of deity. He is eternal. He's called the everlasting Father, Isaiah 9:6. In fact, he said in John 8:58, before Abraham was, I am. He beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven, Luke 10:18. And so, it's just simple. It's all in him, not them. You don't need to make a them out of a him. Jesus is not in the Godhead. The Godhead's in Jesus. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Whatever Godhead is, it's in Jesus Christ. A noted Trinitarian preacher some years back started making noise that we want this people deny that Jesus is just the second person of the Godhead. And I just tell you, we do not deny the Son. Jesus was Father in creation, took on flesh through Mary, and became man. And that flesh is what died on the cross. Amen? So we are not Jesus only. That's what he tried to label it. I'll tell you what I think we are. We're Jesus everything. Alpha, Omega, beginning, ending. Was, is to come, the Almighty. Not a third of it, he's all of it. It's all in him. There is but one God. That's a cardinal doctrine of Scripture. You all know Deuteronomy 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. And Jesus called that in Matthew 22, 37 and 8, the first and great commandment. So it does matter. Amen. Hath not one God created us? Malachi 2:10. Galatians 3:20 talks about God is one, not three, one. Romans 3, verse 30, God is one. 1 Timothy 2, verse 5, there is one God. And one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. So, Jesus is either God or he's a fake. But he's not a fake. He is Almighty God with us today. Praise the Lord. I'm not just making blanket statements. God told Abraham in Genesis 17:1, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. There can't be room but for one Almighty. Jesus said in Revelation 1, verse 8, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. I was talking some time back with a Jehovah Witness. He said, that's the Father there in Revelation 1 and 8, not the Son. I said, all you got to do is back up one verse to 7, Revelation 1, 7, and you'll see who the speaker is. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all the kingdoms of the earth shall wail because of him. So the one that was pierced said in the next verse, I'm the Almighty. And he said, no, 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 no. I said, yes, yes, yes. And I said, come with me to Revelation 22 and 12. Jesus said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Now you honor and respect that was Jesus that said he was coming quickly. Yes? Well, he that's coming quickly said he was the first, the last, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. Now go back to Revelation 1 and 8. The Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, said he was the Almighty. The Almighty. Hallelujah. Just one God. Isaiah 43, verse 10, you are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed. neither shall there be after me. Even I am the Lord, beside me there is no Savior. Now go to the next chapter, 44 of Isaiah, verse 6. I am the first and the last. And there is no God beside me. Now go on to verse 8, Isaiah 44. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. Now I'm going to make a statement here. If you know of another one beside the one indivisible, immutable God, then you know more than God knows. And you really don't know as much as the devil, because he believes there's one God. You best rise up and start taking a stand, hallelujah, that we are one God believers, one God preachers. Amen. So there's one God. And Thomas in John 20:28 said to Jesus, my Lord and my God. If you'll read 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1, the King James Version reads, Simon Peter, servant apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. But if you've got a pretty good Bible, it'll say in the margin, the Greek of that reading is Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. He's our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, there isn't but one Spirit. Ephesians 4:4 said there's one Spirit, not two, one. 2 Corinthians 3:17 said, now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. As Jesus said, two or three gathered together, I'm there. There's not but one Father. 1 Corinthians 8:6 says, one God the Father. Ephesians 4:6, one God and Father of all. The Lord's Prayer said, our Father which art in heaven, not our fathers. There's only one Father. Amen? Jesus told his disciples in John 14 and 7, if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. Jesus is the visible manifestation of the invisible God. He's Emmanuel, God with us. Matthew 1, verse 20. Three. Amen? So he's the everlasting Father, Isaiah 9, verse 6. The Bible tells us there's just one Lord, Ephesians 4, 5, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And yet when Saul of Tarsus, on the way to Damascus to persecute the Christians, was smitten down in Acts 9, verse 5, he looked up and said, who art thou, Lord? Not who art thou, second person of the most blessed Holy Trinity. Word Trinity is not in the King James Bible. Three separate distinct persons of God is not in the King James Bible. Saul, who later became Paul, was of the tribe of Benjamin. He was a Jew, and he was really saying, who art thou, Jehovah? And Jehovah said, I am Jesus. There's not but one Savior. Isaiah 43:11, I am the Lord, beside me there is no Savior. If you've read in Titus 3, verse 4, it talks about, but after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. But yet, Jesus said in Luke 19:10, the Son of Man's come to seek and to save that which was lost. And in fact, in Titus 2:13, it talks about looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. There can't be two Saviors. There's only one. And Jesus is that one Savior. Amen. There cannot be but one creator. In Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Psalm 136:4 said, who alone doeth great wonders? 2 Kings 19:15 also. In fact, to further prove that point, Isaiah 44:24, thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth above the earth by myself. Don't try putting somebody back there with him when he said he was alone. Amen. Isaiah 45, verse 5. I am the Lord and there is none else. There is no God beside me. Verse 6. That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none with me. I am the Lord and there is none else. None else. Alone. By himself. One God as creator made the heaven and the earth. Yet I read of Jesus in John 1:3, all things were made by him and for him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And of course, Colossians 1:16, for by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were made by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. You can't have two creators. There's only one. And Jesus Christ is the one creator of heaven and of earth. Praise the Lord. There's only one person left. Isaiah 44:6, I am the first and I am the last. And yet when John on the Isle of Patmos saw Jesus in Revelation 1:17, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. There can't be two first and last. God said, I am. Jesus said, I am. Now, somewhere you're going to have to understand that we're talking about the same one here. Amen. There's not but one on the throne. Isaiah 6, 1, 2, 3. And Isaiah saw the throne, saw the Lord high and lifted up. In fact, in Revelation 4, verse 2, John said, I saw a throne set in heaven and one sat on the throne. John 12:41 proves that Jesus sits on the throne. There cannot be but one King of Kings. 1 Timothy 6:15 said, which in his time he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Now when Jesus comes back with his saints in Revelation 19 and verse 15 and 16, you read he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We don't worship him just as Mary's baby or Joseph's supposed son. We worship him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords and Almighty God. Amen. Now, the Bible tells us there's not but one shepherd. John 10, verse 16, at that day there shall be one fold and one shepherd. The Lord God Almighty in Psalm 23, 1, Jehovah Rophe said, the Lord is my shepherd. And we quoted in Psalm 100 in verse 3, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Isaiah 40, verse 11 again proves God's the shepherd. And yet what did Jesus say in John 10, 11? I'm the good shepherd. And Peter said in 1 Peter 2, 24 and 5, you were a sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your soul. Jesus is even called that great shepherd of the sheep, Hebrews 13, 20. And Peter in 1 Peter 5, 4 said, when the chief shepherd shall appear, I'm telling you, he's the chief, he's the head, he's the highest, he's the greatest, and we need to exalt him as very God of very God. Amen. There is only one true one. Isaiah 43:15, Isaiah 57:15, the latter verse said, "For thus saith the high and lofty one," not three, "that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy." And yet Peter said to the Jews in Acts 3:14, "But ye denied the Holy One and just, and these are to murder to be granted unto you." So Jesus is the Holy One, not one of the holy three. There's only one true God. Jeremiah 10:10 said, "But the Lord is the true God." Have you ever read 1 John 5:20? "And we know that the Son has come and given us understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ." This is the true God and eternal life. I want you to give the Lord a mighty hand clap. Come on, give him a hand clap. It's all in him, not them. The mighty God is Jesus, the Prince of Peace is he. The everlasting Father, the King eternally. Amen. I said amen. It really becomes almost paradoxical. But I thank God that I can see this. That he was after Moses, for instance. Deuteronomy 18:15-19. Proves, and also Acts 3:22, that he was after Moses. And yet he was before Moses. Hebrews 11:24-26 talks about Moses leaving Egypt, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. He was after John the Baptist. John was his first cousin, 6 months older in the flesh than Jesus. You remember what John said in John 1:15? "He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." So he was after John and he was before John. He's called the babe in Luke 2:16, but Isaiah 9:6 said he's the mighty God. Amen. We know for a fact he was begotten in time. We know when he was born, Luke 2:11. "And he is born this day in the city of David, a Savior." And yet, I read in Micah 5:2 that his going forth had been from of old, from everlasting. He was David's son, Matthew 22:42, but he's also David's Lord, Matthew 22:42. We know that he died, 1 Corinthians 15:3, "Christ died for our sins." But you know what else he is? John 11:25 said, "I'm the resurrection and the life." John 14:6, Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." Colossians 3:4 said, "When Jesus, who is our life, shall appear." And he's alive forevermore. Revelation 1:17. So he died in the flesh, but he's alive. Amen. Now, there's no question that he was flesh and bone, Luke 24:39, but he's also spirit, 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now, we understand he was forsaken by God, Matthew 27:46. "My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" But yet John 10:30, he said, "I and my Father are one." Now, he was 4,000 years after Adam, according to Luke 2:11, "And he was born this day in the city of David, a Savior." But yet, Luke 10:18, Jesus said, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." And that happened before Adam was even created. How are you going to understand that? He was the gift, John 3:16. But read 1 John 3:16. He was the giver. He was the God of battles, Psalm 24:8. He's also the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6. Amen. He grew, Luke 2:40 and verse 52. But Ephesians 1:23 said he fills all space. And Ephesians 1, uh, 1 verse 23 and 3 verse 10 and also verse 20. So, he had a father and mother. Matthew 13:55 lists them. But yet, he was without father and mother because his going forth had been from of old, from everlasting. Micah 5:2. He was human. Matthew 4:2 said he hungered. Call himself the Son of Man, Matthew 8:20. And yet he's divine. John 14:9, he that seen me has seen the Father. Amen. Now if you studied the tabernacle, you know there was priests and altar and offerings and all kinds of things. But you'd be surprised if you really dig and search the scripture what Jesus is. Did you know he's the high priest? Hebrews 3:1, 4:14, 5:6, 6:28, 1:9, 11:10, 21. Check it out. Read your Bible instead of some funny papers. And you'll find out that Jesus is the high priest. And not only is he the high priest, he's the elder. Hebrews 13:10. Now, 1 Corinthians 5:7 said Christ our Passover is slain for us. So that makes him not only the offerer, but the offering. Hallelujah. He's the door, John 10:9. He's the bread, John 6:51. He's the water, John 4:10 and 14. And he's the veil that separated the holy from the holies of holies. Hebrews 10:20, by a new and living way through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. The mercy seat, Romans 3:25. Hebrews 9:5, 4:16. I'm just here to tell you it's all suggestive of Jesus Christ. He's everything. He's in the world, John 1:10. Yet he made the world, John 1:10. He's our judge, 2 Corinthians 5:10, 2 Timothy 4:8. And yet he's the advocate, 1 John 2:1. Mark 13:32 said he knoweth not. And yet, 1 Corinthians 1:24 and 30 calls him the wisdom of God, and so does Colossians 2:3 and John 21:17 and so on. So, let me suggest to you that he learned. 5:8 of the Hebrews said, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience. So he learned. And yet, John 21:17 said he knew all things. In Revelation 2:23, Jesus said, I'm he that searcheth the reins and the heart. He was lower than the angels. Hebrews 2:9 said that we see Jesus, who was a little lower than the angels. Yet Hebrews 1:6 said he was the Lord of angels. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. He was made. Galatians 4:4 said made of a woman. John 1:13 or 14 said he was made flesh, the word was made flesh, made in the likeness of men, Philippians 2:7. He came in the likeness of sinful flesh, Romans 8:3. So he was made, Philippians 2:7 said made in the likeness of men. And yet he made all things, John 1:3, Colossians 1:16-17. Amen, everybody. And the fact of the matter is, and I love this, he was not even 50 years old when he told the Jews in John 8:56, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Hold on. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Come on, folks. He's the I am. And that's what God told Moses when he said, go down to Egypt. And Pharaoh says, who sent you? Tell him, I am. You read in John 8:24, if you've got a Bible, and King James does this, in slant type, means it was put there for clarification by the translators. You'll read the verse, except you believe I'm he, you shall die in your sins. The word he's in slant type. It really read, except you believe I am, you shall die in your sins. We're not afraid to embrace this indisputable fact that Jesus is the great I Am. Hallelujah. In fact, if you go on and read in John 8, 24 down to 27, verse 27, they understood not that he spake to them of the Father. So I'm just telling you right now, he was lower than the angels, and he was the Lord of angels. He was made, yet he made all things. And not 50 years old, yet he was before Abraham. I know that he prayed, Luke 22, 41, but the same one that prayed in John 14, 18 says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. He answers prayer. Jesus promised the Holy Ghost. John 14, 26, John 15, 26, and then in John 7, 37 to 39. And yet, do you know who Jesus is? Paul called the Holy Spirit, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1, 27. In Galatians 2, 20, Paul said, Christ liveth in me. Ephesians 3, 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. 2 Corinthians 13, 5, Jesus Christ is in you. Philippians 1, 19 talks about the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. In John 14, 18, Jesus said, I'll come to you. Verse 20, at that day ye shall know I'm in my Father, ye in me, and I in you. Now come on, folks. You can't have three persons in you. There's only one Spirit, Ephesians 4 and verse 4. And yet the Bible said you've got God in you. 1 Corinthians tells us that. And 3:16, though you're not, you're the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. 2 Corinthians 6:16, for you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them, and will walk in them, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And 14:25, 1 Corinthians talks about that God is in you of a truth. So you've got God in you. I just give you verses. You've got Jesus in you. Acts 2:4 said they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. 2 Timothy 1:14 said the Holy Ghost has dwelleth in us. Now come on. You believe in three separate persons. You have three persons inside of you. There's only one Spirit. And that one Spirit is Jesus Christ, who is Father in creation, Son in redemption, and the Holy Ghost in the church. Hallelujah! He was the root of David. Revelation 22:16, yet he's the offspring of David. Revelation 22:16 and Matthew 22:42. And so he was a servant, Philippians 2:7, yet he's the Lord. Luke 2:11 and Acts 2:36. And not only that, he was the Son of Righteousness. S-U-N, Son of Righteousness. Malachi 4:2, and he had Revelation 22:16 said he was the bright in the morning star. Amen. He got thirsty, remember on the cross, he said, I thirst. Matthew 19:28. Well, the same one that said he got thirsty also in John 4, verse 10 and 14, said he was the living water. Amen. And I tell you what, it may not mean a lot to you, but this blows my mind. Jesus said he was going to go away. You remember that? John 14, 3, if I go and prepare a place for you. Remember? In Acts 1:11, the angels told the Jews, or the disciples rather, this same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. I want to say this. I just feel good about saying it. Jesus said he was going to go away, and yet he never did leave. You know who's here today walking these aisles? Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Matthew 18:20. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. My God, I'm just getting warmed up. I'm telling you, we need to do a little hooping and hollering that Jesus is the mighty God in Christ. There is none else, one and only one. Hallelujah. Only God can forgive sin. All you have to do is read Job 14, verse 4, Psalm 130, verse 4, and Daniel 9, verse 9, Isaiah 43, 25. All those verses say only God can forgive sin. And yet Jesus in Mark 2, verse 5, forgave paralytic sin, thy sins be forgiven thee. The woman taken in adultery in John 8, verse 11, he forgave her sin. And Luke 5, 20. So something's haywire here. If only God can forgive sin. And here's Jesus walking around forgiving sin. Just allow me just a little while. I'm not going to take time's really about up for me. And I try to stay within the allotted time. But I thank God I know who Jesus is. I thank God I know who Jesus is. I want to say it one more time. We're not Jesus only. We're Jesus everything. I'm not trying to be boastful. I don't want to come across any way. But I've spent my life in the book. And I can stand right here and give you over 1,311 titles of Jesus. It'd take me 30 minutes at a good fast pace to say them all. I won't take that time, but just let me tell you, he's got 1,300 plus titles and only one name. And when you baptize in that name, you're baptizing in all of the titles. Amen! I'll close out with just a couple more quick points. One of the most unanswerable difficulties of classic Trinitarianism is who was the Father of Jesus. Now, we know that Scripture talks about God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, so God was His Father. That's John 3:16. And so saith Matthew 3:17. In fact, there's a host of Scriptures, like Romans 1, verse 3, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 9, and 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3, Ephesians 1, verse 3, Colossians 1, verse 3, Hebrews 1, verse 2, then 1 Peter 1, verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 1, 17, 1 John 1, 3, and 2 John, verse 3, called Jesus the Son of the Father. So God was His Father. Yet, I read in Luke 1:35 that the angel said of Mary, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. Therefore, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. That the Holy Ghost was His daddy. In fact, Matthew 1:20, the angel quieted the fear of Joseph by saying, fear not, taking thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Now, you can't have two daddies. You're going to have to choose. Malachi 2:10 said, have not we all one Father? Hath not one God created us? And Job 31:15 talks about one created us in the womb. So now if that be the truth, you're going to have to choose. If you say God's His Father, I'm going to say Holy Ghost was His Father. If you're going to say, all right, the Holy Ghost was His Father, then I'm going to say God's His Father. Somewhere you're going to have to admit that the Holy Spirit, who is God, overshadowed Mary, performed the miracle act of paternity, and the Son that was born was the Son of that Spirit, which was God manifest in the flesh. Jesus is very God, a very God. Amen. Furthermore, how could the second person say, John 14:28, the Father dwelleth in me, He doeth the works, had the first person in Him. Yet Luke 4:1 said Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost. So you got the second person with both the first and third person in Him. Now come on. Somewhere you got to understand there's not three gods, there's not three persons, there's many manifestations, but only one. I submit to you for your prayerful consideration that if you take every time God revealed Himself to say, okay, there's another person of God, you've got problems. He spoke to Moses from a burning bush. Exodus 3, verse 4. Have you talked to a bush lately? 13:21 of Exodus, He was a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Amen. Numbers 22:28, He opened the mouth of Balaam's donkey, and the donkey talked, is your God a donkey? John the Baptist, 1:29 of John said of Jesus, behold the Lamb of God. Is He a lamb? Verse 32 said the Holy Ghost like a dove. Is he a bird? Psalm 91:4 said he shall cover thee with his feathers, under his wings shalt thou trust. You want to tell me God's a bird? 18:31 of Psalm said he's a rock. 1 Corinthians 10:4 said Christ was that rock. Amen. John 10:9 he said, well, he's a door. You going to make him a door? John 6:51 he said, I'm the bread which came down from heaven. You going to make him a loaf of bread? We're going to run around here worshiping a loaf of bread? You can't do that. 5:5 of Revelation said he was a lion of the tribe of Judah and the root and offspring of David. We don't worship a lion or a lamb or a donkey or a bird or a rock or a door or a loaf of bread. We worship a God who's revealed himself in many ways, but he is one immutably. One. One God, one Father, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one way to water baptize in his name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Please give me just 3 more minutes. Three. 5 more minutes. I like to cooperate because we all like people to cooperate with us. But I ask you in one last, and I got a bunch of other things, but I'm not going there, but I ask you, how many are coming when the Savior returns? How many? Now, the Bible said in Philippians 3:20, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. That says Jesus is coming. Yet, 1 Thessalonians 4:16 said, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even the others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also, which sleep in Jesus, will God bring with him. Now who's coming? 2 Corinthians 14:9 said God's coming. 1 Thessalonians 3:13 said Jesus is coming with this thing. I ask you to consider this. Who are we going to be like? Back to Philippians 3:20, 21. We look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. We're going to have a new body like Jesus. And yet, I ask you to consider 1 John 3, verse 1 and 2. Behold, what manner of love the Father, everybody shout, the Father, hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Check this out. The nearest antecedent to the pronoun he in 1 John 3:2 is the Father in verse 1, 1 John 3:1. So who are we going to be like? Jesus or the Father? How many are coming? Jesus or the Father? I'm here to tell you, folks, it's all cleared up with me. Jesus, again, is the visible manifestation of the invisible God. Would you mind to give the Father a hand clap? Would you mind to give the Son a hand clap? Would you mind to give the Holy Ghost a hand clap? And would you mind to give the Alpha and Omega a hand clap? The Amen, the Ancient of Days, the Angel of God. Would you mind to give the Bread of Life a hand clap? Would you mind to give the Bridegroom a hand clap? How about giving the Bright Morning Star a hand clap? How about the Captain of our salvation? Give him a hand clap. The Chief Shepherd. I could go on and on. There is not but one who is all of these. And his name is Jesus. Let's give him a rousing hand clap. Jesus. 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 The one everlasting, indivisible God. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Turn to your neighbor one last time and tell him the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Come on, let's praise Him again.